welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, welcome to Write Better Now, and sadly, it is just me today, Carrie, with no Shawnee co-host, because we're having a lot of family drama, honestly. And so one of us is at the hospital. Sean is not hurt. He is just at the hospital right now. But I didn't want to be late with the podcast, so here it is. Apologies if it's kind of sucky. Here are some fast and dirty writing tips today that's going to make your writing more intense and engaging. Ready? The first thing is you want to think about your tense. So what's that mean? It means don't be writing like things are happening now, in the present, and then shift over to writing like things are happening in the past. If you want the most immediate writing experience, you kind of want to write in the present tense. If you want a little padding and a little bit more like, oh, well, this is a respectable novel, that's what haters say, write it in the past tense. I'm not a present tense hater, actually. I like all the tenses. I think they all have their uses, much like husbands. So here's a quick example. Imagine this is like the sentence in the story that you're writing. I lost feeling on my entire left side of my body during our long run on Friday. I thought I might be having a stroke. That's in the past tense, right? We read this, notice it's in the first person, and figure that the narrator has survived because she or he is telling us about this after the fact. But then if we try it out in the present tense, it sounds like this. I lose feeling on my entire left side of my body during our long run. I think I might be having a stroke. It's a little more intense, right? So let's make that couple of sentences even more intense and engaging. And to do that is our second tip, which is to take out distancing words. In first person especially, it's really hard to get away from a lot of looking and knowing and those words that pull us out of the moment and the immediacy of the character's experience. Distancing language tends to be the words like seem and look and heard and know and remember, noticed. There's so many of them. And when I revise, I think of these words as placeholders for where I can go back in and dig in more deeply in certain places of the story. So let's take those sentences again, in the present tense again, and make it more immediate. So the original, I lose feeling on my entire left side of my body during our long run. I think I might be having a stroke. So you change that up and it looks like my entire left side of my body starts going numb during our long run. My left foot numbs first, then my left hand and arm. When the left side of my mouth starts going numb, I gasp. I might be having a stroke. You're in there a bit more with that character now, right? Is she having a stroke? What the heck is she even running for? She is broken. It's a little bit better, right? And now the next tip is you want to try not to use the same word too many times, too closely together. And in the example above that I've been reading, I deliberately use the word numb and my left over and over again. I'm cool with the repetition of my left, but not so much with the numb. There are better, sexier words to mix in there and grab the reader's attention. So here, let's try. My entire left side of my body starts going numb during our long run. My left foot disappears first, then my left hand and arm. When the left side of my mouth starts to tingle, I gasp. I might be having a stroke. So then the next potential helpy moment, tip, I guess is the word for it, is to switch up your sentence structures. This just means don't have all your sentences always be the same lengths. If you're a woman who uses a lot of clauses in your writing, try to use a few shorter sentences in there. And vice versa. Simple sentences and compound complex sentences can be your friends. And that same goes for paragraphs. Uniformity makes a lot of readers bored and they start to skim over your pages. So let's take that example and mix it up one more final time. Ready? My entire left side. I don't know what just drove by. I think it was like a farm equipment thing. It was amazing because we don't live in the country. All right, starting over again. I'm not even going to take that out because that's how frazzled our life is right now. Someone is in the hospital. Okay, so let's go back, take that example, mix it up one more time. My entire left side of my body starts going numb during our long run. My left foot disappears first. My left hand and arm go next. When the left side of my mouth starts to tingle, I gasp. A stroke. I'm having a stroke. So it's pretty cool, right? Like just 5 minutes or less of work can really change how immediate, how engaging, and how dynamic your sentences and your story are. So review. Ready? Switch up your sentence structures and paragraph structures. Try not to use the same word too many times too closely together. Change or think about what tense you want to be in. And finally, take out those distancing words. You've got this, little writers. I believe in you. Try to believe in me too, okay? It's about a week.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.